the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a beautiful day here in Rochester after a very soggy weekend that resulted in one of the most unusual occurrences in soccer, a rained-out match over the weekend. And we're going to talk about that with our first guest tonight, Rhinos coach Bob Lilly. Matter of fact, tonight is coaches' night. We're going to have both the coaches of our two local pro teams. Bob Lilly, the head coach of the 2015 USL regular season champion Rhinos. He'll be on in a moment to talk about the team's two big matches this week at Pittsburgh on Wednesday and then home to the New York Red Bulls this Saturday for Fan Appreciation Night. That kicks off at 7:05. At 7 o'clock tonight, we will have Western New York Flash head coach Aaron Lines. We'll review the past Flash season and look ahead to next year. And there was some big news today about a new team joining the NWSL next season. We'll have that for you. And Michael Lewis will have the latest from Major League Soccer and our U.S. men's and women's national teams, and also the latest international soccer news. Joe and I will be handling that as Dick Howard is still on vacation. And speaking of Joe, let's bring in Joe Sirianni, who's typing away to somebody there on his iPhone. I don't know. No,
I just
talking to the president or something?
Yeah, I'm calling the president. Help. I'm calling for help so we can have some money to build a dome over the Rhino
Mayor
Stadium.
Chuck Schumer. Stadium. He's the only one who can deliver anything for New York State.
So anyway, I feel so elated about soccer today. But I'm so sad because my team bit the dust again. And, you know, even though they end up in a 1-1 tie, it was not enough to – they only have 1 point in three games right now. And the fans in Italy are throwing tomatoes at them already. They're giving up. So anyway, but soccer, you know, it's a game that things happen so fast, and we get the opportunity to look at it from the outside and either be positive or negative on whatever happened with it.
Well, one thing is we're positive about our local teams, Joe, and joining us right now, we are very happy to be joined by the head coach of the USL regular season champion Rochester Rhinos, our good friend Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos will be first up. Their first playoff match will be coming up October 3rd, 7:05 at Salem Stadium, taking on the fourth or fifth seed in the USL Eastern Conference. You can get your tickets for the playoffs for the last two regular season matches and, of course, next season's 2016 season as well by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Bob, thank you so much for being with us on the show tonight. And, again, congratulations on you and the team and the organization winning the USL regular season title.
Thanks, Andrew. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Bob, and congratulations from me as well, because you're doing a great job, and you're a great coach. So I just can't say enough about the organization, about you, about you know, the achievement that you have been able to you know, to deliver. And again, congratulations, and we hope that we crown this with the victory and the playoffs.
Sure, and that's important. I mean, it's a great accomplishment, but it's just the start. I mean, every year, you know, we all talk about doing well to win a championship, and it's a regular season championship, but, you know, obviously we got to keep our focus here and hopefully, you know, work hard and continue to keep a positive momentum going into the playoffs. We still have 3 games left to play, 2 this week, and then they're going to make up the New York or the Toronto game probably next Thursday, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, which I believe is the 24th. You know, so we don't want to, you know, kind of go into the playoffs with bad form. So, you know, we got to keep working. I think this team has been very workmanlike all year. And, you know, we talked before the season. I know I talked to you guys and I said I like this group. There's a certain toughness, a mentality, and, you know, I think they've displayed that. It's important we keep that going here. The playoffs is only going to be a bigger challenge. So it's something that we aspire to win it all. We're going to have to be mentally tough and keep moving forward here.
Well, Bob, you broke some news there, and people have been asking me all day through the Rhinos social media. For those of you who don't know, I am the director of social media for the Rhinos, and they're asking about when the match is going to be played. So thank you for breaking that.
I can't confirm it. No, I think the league and the date was discussed that Thursday. There is a chance, depending on how the seeding works out. I know Pat was looking at the possibility of playing it on Friday. Apparently, New York Red Bulls may have, if they host, they would potentially play their playoff game on the Friday the 25th, which means we would have to play on the Thursday. However, if New York doesn't play, you know, if they're not hosting, I think Pat wanted to try to get the game pushed back to Friday if all the first-round playoff games were on Saturday, just to make it easier for the fans. And you know, obviously, during a school week, a Friday night date would be better as a makeup date than the Thursday. So I can't say it's 100%. I'm guessing it's going to be on the Thursday. I think there's a chance it may go to Friday, but I just confused you guys and everyone listening, but that's okay. What I know so far.
Well, to let everybody know that we will have the information at rhinosoccer.com and on the Rhino social media sites as soon as we get confirmation from the USL. If anyone from the USL is listening, please make it on Thursday because I'm going to Toronto on Friday, so I wouldn't be able to see the match. So, but anyway, Bob, I want to ask you about what happened on Saturday because it's something that's very unusual in soccer, a match being postponed, players never even getting out onto the pitch at all. What did you and the players do during the time when the league and the referees were trying to figure out whether or not the match was going to be played?
Well, I think our group's done a good job. I just try to, you know, tell them, hey, we're still here for work. It's going to be a long night potentially, but we came here to get 3 points. Don't lose your focus. You know, I try to keep them concentrated. You know, obviously they have to relax in the locker room, but I don't want it ever to be an excuse. And I know last year we were in rain delays and we performed well. Sometimes there's lightning, and it's just trying to keep their sense of purpose for the evening rather than just them getting lost, you know, with all the delays and everything. So we were ready to play. Ultimately, there was so much rain that, and it was continuous, so it was going to be, they didn't feel the field was going to clear off, and as it turned out, it didn't. There was some discussion of rescheduling it for the next day, for Sunday at noon, but they were calling for rain, and as it turned out, we may have gotten that game in on Sunday, but I know that, you know, the refs had some conflicts. There were some issues with hotel rooms. So the league agreed, knowing our position in the standings and Toronto, that We can probably reschedule this game for the bye week, and that's where the discussion started to go. And I know Pat agreed with the league to discuss it today, and obviously they've been discussing dates, trying to hammer down that precise date during the bye week that we would play the makeup. Toronto also plays Wednesday and Saturday this week, just like us. So there's no way we could fit it in this week, but next week, with us having a bye week in Toronto not in the playoffs, seemed like a logical time to make the game up.
Bob, but I just want to ask a professional question. I'm a fan of Juventus, and I don't know whether you follow international soccer or not, but Juventus, which is the reigning champion of Italy, and with a lot of kudos on the European Cup and stuff like that, you know, they seem to be in a slump. And whatever happened, you know, because I was watching the game yesterday, and I watched the post-game shows and all that thing, how can Allegri, you know, with all the people, all the money they invested, how can he survive, you know, if they don't win next week when they go in the European Cup? I mean, what would you do if you were a coach of Juventus?
Well, I think he should have some credit built up. I understand your passion. But for me, I'd much rather be a Juventus fan over the last 5 years than an Inter or an AC Milan fan. I think it's early in the season, and, you know, I didn't see the game over the weekend, but for sure, being at the top and setting that high bar and having someone as passionate about soccer like you, I can only imagine he's feeling the heat a little bit. But, you know, with your team, you have to go about the process. I mean, soccer is a game of skill. It's a game of collective play and how players fit together, but it's also a game of luck at times. And, you know, they've had very good results now for the last 4 or 5 years, and sometimes you hit a stretch where the goals aren't going in, critical calls or bounces go against you, and, you know, I would be surprised if Juventus didn't fight their way back into the picture, because I think they have that quality in their team. And
actually, Bob, the reason why I ask this question, because Allegri, much like you did with the Rhinos, it built a new team. So I would think that when you came with the Rhino, you had to build your own team as well, and you got different players, and you had to have the ability, which you do have, to to put those players together and make it perform. So, you know, it's early in the season in Italy, but, you know, the fans are anxious, and they can't see their hero, you know, being like in the 16th place on the table of 20.
I know.
Yep. You and me both.
Listen, Borussia Dortmund last year, who has been very strong in recent years, Jurgen Klopp stepped aside because last year they fell in the standings, and they didn't get relegated, but, you know, they finished middle of the table in Germany, and he basically stepped aside after the season. And Allegri's got to give the people on the board at Juventus and the fans hope that they're going in the right direction. And I'm sure whatever pressure that we may feel here in the United States, in the soccer world, I know it's probably 100 times more there. So, you know, I'm sure that's, you know, he's trying. It's important, though, as a coach that, you know, you have to have a plan, and you have to believe in that plan. If you don't believe in your plan, your players will never believe in the plan. And sometimes you have to stay consistent, even though sometimes when teams lose every week, it's a different lineup, and, you know, there's all these changes, and sometimes you just have to stay the course. And, I mean, I don't it's never an easy position to be in, but in my career I've had some slumps with teams, and, you know, we've been able to get back on track. For his sake, hopefully he does, or, you know, he may disappear at some point, but hopefully not. Right, Joe?
Right.
Thank you. Well,
thank
Bob,
you so much. Bob.
My team's in the same boat, and Mourinho is in a lot of trouble at Chelsea right now. But be that as it may, I want to talk about this coming Wednesday, because it's a huge match for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. They're fighting to get into the playoffs. They play the Rhinos on Wednesday, and then they finish up against Harrisburg, who's also fighting to get into the top six. So it's a big game for the Riverhounds. We obviously have won the title already. How do you go about preparing for this match, knowing that we want to keep our players healthy, but yet we want to stay sharp and certainly try to win the rest of our matches?
Yeah, it's difficult because we do have some injured players, but, you know, we need to be fair to you know, people that come to the games, and, you know, obviously we're not going to mail in these results. I mean, Harrisburg and Richmond would want us to go and compete there. We will have some changes in the lineup to protect some players, but, you know, we're anxious to get going. I mean, the guys wanted to play on Saturday, so I think by Wednesday there will be a real appetite, you know, for those guys to get out and get a game. You know, it's never easy when, you know, they're going to have an urgency and an energy, because their lives depend on it, their playoff lives. So, you know, we've got to be able to get ourselves into that game pretty quickly. We're on the road, and, you know, we got to establish that first 15 minutes that we're there to play. And I think it will open up, and, you know, we have the quality, as does Pittsburgh. I would expect a very competitive game. The first two games against them were tight, and they're a good team, and we're going to see the best of them. So it's a good test for us. I mean, in all reality, in the playoffs, you're going to have very competitive matches, and I definitely know this will be playoff intensity, because they're going to force the issue, and either we respond to that or it could be a long night for us in Pittsburgh.
Well, that comes up on Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff down in Pittsburgh. You can watch the game live online. You can go to rhinosoccer.com and get the link, or go to uslsoccer.com. You can do it there as well. The Rhinos back home on Saturday against New York Red Bulls 2 for Fan Appreciation Night, kicking off at 7:05. And again, keep an eye on rhinosoccer.com, Rhinos social media, and USL site to get a final decision about when the Rhinos-Toronto match will be rescheduled. Again, looking sometime during later next week to play that. And again, we'll have the information for you as soon as we get it. Bob, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time, and good luck this week with the two matches.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
It's Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And up next, Joe and I will have the latest news and commentary about international soccer here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jilai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The USL regular season champion Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week. The Rhinos travel to Pittsburgh to face the Riverhounds Wednesday at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium Saturday at 7:05 against New York Red Bulls 2. It's Fan Appreciation Night, sponsored by Salem's. There will be sponsor giveaways, and the 2015 Rhinos Team Awards will be presented as well. Buy your regular season, playoff, and 2016 season tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Reggae music here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, thanks to Maxi Priest, who is from England, if you didn't know. This is Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and Dick Howard's on vacation in the UK right now. He's probably celebrating still Everton's win over Chelsea on the weekend. But we're in your international report right now. Joe and I will handle that, and it's brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates. Number to call is 328-3382. Or go to davidolivodmd.com. I just had a tooth done by Dr. Olivo. It didn't feel a thing, and he never didn't even use Novocaine.
Well, I had a procedure done, too, and I didn't feel a thing, but he gave me Novocaine.
Well, you had a little more stuff to do than me.
Yeah, but I was there for over 20 minutes. No, almost an hour and 20 minutes. And, he's a wonderful doctor. If you got to have any work done in your mouth, you know, not only he is wonderful, but his staff is magnificent. So,
and he's a soccer guy. He played for Charlie Little Guy Soccer with Ed Morante.
Yeah, so
again, Dr. David Olivo, it's 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. One result today from the European leagues in England. West Ham beat Newcastle 2-0. And thank you, West Ham, which is my wife's favorite team, by the way. Because that's where EastEnders is set, the English soap opera. Because of that result, Chelsea does not drop into the relegation zone. Thank goodness.
Juventus is close.
We're both Juventus and Chelsea are one place above the relegation zones, which is just incredible.
Unheard of.
It is. And there's a lot of things going on. But right now, these teams have to put that aside because starting tomorrow, it's the Champions League first round games. And a huge game tomorrow, the game of the day. The team I think everyone would agree is the best team in Europe right now, maybe the best team in the world, Manchester City. They've scored 15 goals and not given up a goal this year. They host Juventus, And, Joe, Manchester City has had a lot of problems in the Champions League. They have not gotten out of the group stage and where they've been expected to. Juve struggling. What do you think is going to happen, the game being played in Manchester?
Well, first of all, I think that Juventus having a lot of trouble right now in the league, in the domestic league. I think that they made several changes on their roster. They got a lot of new players. I believe that the chemistry that existed with Pirlo and Vidal is not there anymore. So it's going to be a tough day for Juventus tomorrow. And I just hope that if they lose, they lose honorably, that Manchester City doesn't take advantage of Buffon and make him feel, you know, make him go from the great goalkeeper that he is to, you know, the poor goalkeeper that he may be at the end of the match. I believe it's going to be a great game. I believe that the importance of the European League, it's in everybody's mind. That are the players, and I look forward to that they're going to do a great job. Juventus is without the service of Marchisio, which is the creative midfielder. So we'll see who Allegri is going to put in his place. The players are there. The system may be the problem. And, you know, a lot of new players might be the problem to acclimate themselves to the Juventus style.
Well, it's going to be a great match. It's going to be on Fox Sports 2 tomorrow, starting at 2:30. The other big match of the week is going to be held at the Olympic Stadium. It's Roma against Barcelona. And, boy, what a match that's going to be. And I got a feeling Roma might pull a bit of a surprise. That Messi had a great weekend. He had his birth of his baby, and he scored a couple goals. But I just got a funny feeling Roma's going to come out and do a good job against Barcelona.
Roma right now, it's close to the top of the standing in Italy. With Inter, and Milan is doing a good job too. So I think that based upon the result that Roma had this week, you know, they're going to be a tough team and they're going to be at home. So I think that Barcelona is going to have their hands full.
It's going to be a tough matchup, I think, for both. I expect it could be a draw possibly. But I think Roma really would love to win that game because that would give them a big advantage. That's going to be on Fox Sports 1, 2:45. All these matches you can see online or through ESPN as some matches, on ESPN 3 online. And some also the matches will be available on the Internet, so you can watch these matches. Chelsea has Maccabi Tel Aviv. They're in probably the easiest group, so hopefully the English champions can do some good work against the Israeli champions, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. Because Chelsea also has a huge match on Saturday against Arsenal. And Arsenal right now second in the table. My neighbor Dan Sullivan's listening to the show right now. He's probably saying Arsenal's going to beat Chelsea. And
probably
of course, well, it's the first time that Arsene Wenger ever beat Jose Mourinho was in the Community Shield this past year. So it's going to be a big match. Before we go to our break, we want to mention, again, Cristiano Ronaldo. What can you say about this guy? 5 goals against Espanyol. And you can't score 5 goals against any team at this level. It's just incredible. And he had 3 goals in the first 20 minutes. What a player he is. And Real is going to be very tough. They have not given up a goal this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, things are happening. The whole thing is this, Andrew. If a player scores 5 goals, you know, not only is a great player, but then there is on the other side, you got to look at it, that he's able to get himself free. The marking is wrong. You know, usually I remember in the old days, if you had a guy that is the goal scorer, you know, you put a guy on top of him. And you say, if he goes to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, you know. So that was the old forte, the adagio. So he's a great player. He's got the moves that you cannot believe. He's got the speed to go with it. So, you know.
Well, I remember when Quinalha scored 7 goals in one game, and I don't think anyone has ever topped that record. And God rest Kinalia's soul. What a player he was. And by the way, before I forget, I just want to mention one other thing. It's not international soccer, but we want to say a congratulations and hats off to the members of the 1999 Rhinos U.S. Open Cup Championship team. It was the 16th anniversary yesterday of them hoisting the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup trophy. So to Art Yarianna, Doug Miller, Pat Onstat, Nate Dalakon, Mike Kerms, all the players on that team. You did Rochester proud. It's the greatest moment in Rochester sports history, and we all remember it very fondly. You can go online. You can see highlights of the game thanks to Soccer Sam and his TV show. Go to look up Soccer Sam TV, and you can see the highlights and the post game from that. Also go to the Rhinos Twitter feed. I put out a lot of tweets about that over the weekend. So that'll do it for the International Report, plus a little Rhinos segment there. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The USL regular season champion Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week. The Rhinos travel to Pittsburgh to face the Riverhounds Wednesday at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium Saturday at 7:05 against New York Red Bulls 2. It's Fan Appreciation Night, sponsored by Salins. There will be sponsor giveaways, and the 2015 Rhinos Team Awards will be presented as well. Buy your regular season, playoff, and 2016 season tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Everybody get up. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Siriani. And joining us now is the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons. And Aaron's appearance is brought to you by the Flash, You can get your 2016 Flash season tickets on sale right now for Christmas shopping for all the soccer fans out there, especially all the girls who have parents who have teenage girls or young girls who play soccer. This is a perfect gift for them to come and see the best players in the world, their heroes. Come and see them here at Salem Stadium. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Aaron, thanks so much for being with us tonight. How are you?
Good, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Joe's here, too. We just got back from the Bukowski.
Oh, of course, Joe. I can't forget Joe now, can I?
You can't forget me.
Joe. That's impossible. I'm right across from him. So, Aaron, I want to ask you about this past season. Obviously, it's disappointing not making the playoffs, but with such a young team finishing in, I guess, a tie for sixth. It was technically seventh place because of head-to-head with Portland, but a team that certainly had a lot of youth and a lot of exuberance. But the thing I think was missing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the Flash was missing that world-class offensive player, a Christian Press, a Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe, Christine Sinclair, players like that who really imposed their will on the matches against the Flash, and they helped their teams to win, whether it been Seattle, Chicago, Portland, whoever. The successful NWSL team seem to have at least one, or more likely two or three of those types of players who can impact a game, maybe like a LeBron James or a Tom Brady can in other sports. What can the Flash do next year to try to either bring in those types of players or develop the players we have to become those impact-type players?
Yeah, well, you know, let's not take away from the players that we had in there this season. I thought Lynn Williams came in there in her rookie season, and we were asking a lot of Lynn in her first year as a pro. You know, I think she came in there and contributed really well with four goals and four assists. You know, for a 21-year-old, that's a good first campaign. And then Michelle Heyman coming in late. With their international experience. But, you know, I guess, when I look back to, Abby's retirement back in, decision to not play in the league in February, we were planning with her up until that point. Obviously, we've gone ahead and tried to solve that as good as we thought, a very good move in bringing in Sydney LaRue, and then she was available for the first three games. And then, went down with season-ending, ankle surgery. So, not ideal in terms of, that little bit of, luck and, quality. Obviously, those types of those players bring, to a squad. And I agree with you 100%. I mean, when I look at every successful season that the Flash has had, we've had that one goal scorer who stepped up and, put the ball in the back of the net. And I think if you look at a Washington Spirit, for example, they had that player this year and Crystal Dunn. She was the difference and perhaps key, in games where, you've defended well and, certain players, you haven't created a lot, but you've got an opportunity with a player like that. She's put the ball in the back of the net and you've maybe walked away with 3 points. And, that was, we were missing that a little bit this year, and we'll be looking to do our best to, to bring in some, three or four good signings for next year. And let's not forget that, Sydney LaRue, will be back with us, and that's an exciting young player who's going to come back from an injury, and anyone who comes back from a lengthy layoff, is excited to play and excited to produce, and we're hopeful that'll be the case next year with Sydney LaRue.
Aaron, based upon what you're just saying and knowing the character of a person who you are, you're used to winning, and certainly the last couple of seasons have not been what you really wanted to. And a lot of changes were made to the team pertaining, the personnel and the future. I think knowing who you are and knowing the organization, the plan is already made for reestablishing the Flash as the top team, in soccer. And you affirmed this by saying that you're going to be looking right now to bring different players to help. Can you tell us a little bit about the people that you may want to bring and the positions that where you think you need the most help?
I think we lost Aaron. We'll get him back in just a moment. One of the things we all mentioned that we teased earlier, there was a report out in one of the UK papers actually today that there's going to be an expansion team next year in the NWSL down in Orlando, Florida, run by the Orlando City MLS franchise. So it'll be the 10th team in the NWSL, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. It should be very interesting to see what kind of players they go for. I was talking to Aaron earlier today and mentioned that I think with the English population they have down in Orlando, the expats, they might bring in some of the English players who did so well in the World Cup this past year. So, again, we're trying to get Aaron Lyons back. The Flash, again, will be in action again next season at Salem Stadium. Get 454 kick or go to WNYFlash.com. And Aaron is back with us now. And Aaron, what Joe was asking about is what types of players are you looking to bring in and what positions you think you want to fill in with those players?
Yeah, I don't want to be misunderstood here at all. I mean, really, you know, we had the youngest team in the league this year. And up until the second to last game of the season, we were contending for a playoff spot. That's with the youngest team in the league. So we've pretty much you know, last year gone about you know, re-energizing and revamping this roster, and we plan on you know, we've built this roster around a core of very talented young players, and you know, they won't be going anywhere. We'll be looking to you know, to build this roster around them and strengthen in a few positions where we feel we need strengthening. You know, but you know, we're obviously with the youngest team in the league to have competed as you know, and finished tied for sixth, seventh. You know, is not really what we want to be. We want to be in the playoffs. But let's not take away they won, you know, points dropped. You know, that we're just down to inexperience. You know, when I think of Seattle at home, we shot them 20-1, and they scored on their one opportunity that they had. You know, that's 3 points that would have, you know, would have been there for the taking. And there's a few other good examples of where points were dropped that, you know, we could have got where we wanted to go, you know, into the playoffs. So we were close. This is certainly, you know, about strengthening areas that we feel we need strengthening, and, you know, the core of this roster, large core of this roster will be together for next year, which is and exciting for Rochester.
Yeah. And just one more, I got two questions. One is I want you to comment on the future of the league. And secondly, tell us a little bit about the player system, how those women are able to survive and whatever they get paid. Is there such thing that the league can guarantee contract, and how does it work? We really don't know.
Yeah, we're allowed a certain number of guaranteed contracts, you know, and that number's not real high. So, you know, we have to be specific with who we, you know, who where we give those contracts up. And, you know, in terms of, you know, where the league's at right now, I think the league's in a healthy spot, you know, with, you know, all teams, you know, on board and committed to, for a 2016 year. So, you know, you've got the infamous third year of professional women's soccer. That's been that's where we are right now, at the end, almost at the end of our third season. And I think things look good for the future. And obviously, you know, to the player personnel. I mean, you know, this group of, you know, players that have played for nine clubs are obviously sacrificing, you know, for the future of the and longevity of women's professional soccer. You know, those aren't huge contracts. The owners aren't able to pay huge, you know, huge salaries due to the caps, the salary cap that we're all under. You know, so that money's the salary cap's divvied up between however many contracted players you have. So the allocated players are are at no expense to the club and are paid by the federation. So, you know, that these ladies at the moment are, you know, are sacrificing and, you know, and working towards, you know, women's professional soccer being around in 10 years, you know, and that's where the MLS started and look where that is now. It's one of a really, really well-established league and, you know, there were players that that helped start and establish that league and, you know, it's now becoming an attractive, very attractive league, you know, throughout the world. Now, we already have the best players, you know, the best players in the world in our league. U.S. Women's National Team, obviously World Cup winners, you know, best team in the world. And, you know, many of them best individual players in the world. And, you know, so it's a really good opportunity for everyone, you know, to come out and watch those players week in, week out, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about the league for you guys. You know, it's not as easy to acquire players as well. You know, all those are through trades or discoveries. You know, there's the only free market players are perhaps, you know, the international players where you can discover them and sign them. But they have to want to come into the league. And, you know, we're getting there. We're improving on the quality of foreigner, you know, that's coming into our league, you know. The longer around, the more we're established, we'll be coming.
Aaron, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Wanted to have you on again, talk more as the maybe around the time when the final is going to be, which is October 1st, Seattle and Kansas City. A rematch of last year's final will be held at the stadium in Portland and on a Thursday night, October 1st, which is a traditional night for soccer in Portland, so it should be a big crowd out there. You played out in Portland. You know what it's like out there. And your playing days, so it's gonna be a great event. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and we'll have you on. We'll talk more about the Flash and about next season. And I just want to say also, I think you guys are a tremendous organization, and you treat the players as professionals, giving them apartments and treating them as pro athletes. I think it's very important, and it really says a lot for the Salen family and yourself and the Flash organization. So thanks
so much.
Appreciate
that. Yeah, we're just trying to do everything we can to make our little market as attractive as possible for players to want to come and play. You know,
absolutely.
The little details that count, and we try and go above and beyond with everything. You know, because we have a wonderful, wonderful community here. You know, that we want to share with players. You know, and with players, with top players, and we've done that over the years. So we've just got to continue along that path, and it's the little details that count.
Thanks so much, Aaron. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Aaron Lyons, head coach of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The West New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale. Be one of the first 30 to purchase 2016 club-level season tickets and receive free parking for the entire season. Season tickets are available in every price level starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call 454 for Kick, the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The USL regular season champion Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week. The Rhinos travel to Pittsburgh to face the Riverhounds Wednesday at 7 p.m. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium Saturday at 7:05 against New York Red Bulls 2. It's Fan Appreciation Night, sponsored by Salins. There will be sponsor giveaways, and the 2015 Rhinos Team Awards will be presented as well. Buy your regular season, playoff, and 2016 season tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, over 30 locations in the Rochester area, but one number to call, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Michael, how are things down in New York tonight?
A beautiful day, probably the best day we've had here weather-wise in a very long time. Just perfect.
Absolutely. And I know there was some issues with the U.S. Tennis Open with the weather, but at least they finally got that in. But I don't know if you heard the news up here where we had an actual rain out of a match between the Rhinos and Toronto on Saturday. Crazy, crazy stuff.
It doesn't happen very often in Rochester, from what I remember from the Rochester Lancers and Flash days way back in the day.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, people are talking, I think still talking about the U.S.-Brazil match last week, and people are calling for Jurgen Klinsmann's head and that the players just didn't perform and all these different things. I look at it this way. It's a friendly. It doesn't mean anything. The match that means something is October 10th against Mexico. That's the match that if Klinsmann did not perform, then people can call for his head. But it's a friendly. Brazil's one of the best teams in the world. I mean, I don't know what the big deal is, honestly. It's a friendly.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think people should call for his head until after the Mexico game if the U.S. Does not beat L3. The problem or the concern with the U.S. national team is that the U.S. has lost 3 out of their last 4 games. 2 of the last Gold Cup matches, which essentially put the team in this precarious situation at the Rose Bowl on October 10th, and the team hasn't played that well. Now, granted, I understand, like you said, it is Brazil, but I've seen the U.S. lose to Brazil in the past by giving up many goals but putting in a lot of effort, and the scary thing is, the team looked intimidated. Now, part of the problem is, I think, it's player selection for the game and for the old starting lineup. I don't think Klinsmann made the right player selection, and that concerns me because I thought this was going to be warm-up matches for the game, and you want to just get the team in the right direction. It'll be intriguing to see what sort of player selection he does in terms of his roster and, of course, the starting 11 before the October 10th game. But yes, he should not. You're not. U.S. soccer is not going to get rid of a coach this close to such a big game. Afterwards, if the U.S. doesn't reach the FIFA Confederations Cup from that one playoff game, I could see him getting bounced.
Mike, you know, in the defense of the coach, I would have to say that in a friendly, you try all different players, so you have an idea what you got. You know, and you know, sometimes the players click, and sometimes they don't. And if you don't have leadership in the midfield that are able to take control of the game, then things go awry just like they did. And you know, we use the word friendly, and friendly is when the coach really try different players to see their potential and to be able to use them in the future.
Well, you said an interesting thing, the midfield, because I always think if you control the midfield or play well in the midfield, you're halfway there, and the U.S. Just did not look very good there, among other platoons and players as well, too. You know, again, I understand it's about trying out players, but you think by now Klinsmann would have a pretty good idea of what he would want and expect from his pool of players. I would have liked to have seen a stronger lineup against Brazil. It's water under the bridge now. Now it's he's got to put together a solid side for Mexico. If he doesn't, and like I said before, if the U.S. doesn't get the result it needs, you know, fire away, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And who are they going to get?
That's a good question. But let's not even think about that, because Klinsmann's not going to get fired. The U.S. is going to beat Mexico because we have their number. They're going to get in the Confederations Cup, and Klinsmann, I still think, is the best person for this job because he knows how to win. He's won the World Cup, and no other U.S. coach can say that. But speaking of winning the World Cup, Michael, the other thing where I mentioned the U.S. women, they're not playing Australia because Australia is on strike. So the U.S. is playing Haiti, which means there are going to be a lot of goals scored by the U.S. and probably none for Haiti. The two matches, Thursday in Detroit and Sunday at the 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2:30 from Alabama. I mean, I'm very glad Haiti stepped in, but it's going to be a blowout. I mean, there's going to be big crowds and a lot of goals, and it's going to make everybody happy, I think.
You know, great job by Haiti by stepping in. I know they have a lot of players already in the United States, which makes life a lot easier. Yeah, I understand, you know, with the labor situation with the Australian national team, not a very good time to go out on strike, needless to say, because, and again, I don't know the exact details, but I'd like to think that they would get some of the money from the tour, where it would be nice if they got compensated for it, but so be it. I just hope the U.S. doesn't really go out and make it a farce. We all know that the U.S. is at least two, three levels above the Haitians. Up-and-coming side, Shek Borowski, the Haitian coach who is based here in the United States, has done wonders with the national team. He understands they still have a ways to go, but they have improved considerably. So at least for them, they're getting some high-level competition. But, yeah, right, I just hope it is an embarrassing score for a number of reasons, and also because they've shown a lot of good sportsmanship by coming in and playing, I guess, the Washington Nationals to the women's soccer version of the Harlem Globetrotters for two games this week.
Washington Nationals are retired, actually, so we won't see them anymore. Michael, thanks so much for being with us, and have fun with all the New York City matches. We've got the Red Bulls and the New York City FC have two matches this week. We'll be watching them on TV. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, my pleasure, gentlemen. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael, as always, for the U.S. Soccer Report. Also, our guests, Bob Lilly from the Rochester Rhinos and Aaron Kiwi-Lyons from the Western New York Flash. The organizations for both those great professional teams, our local teams. The Rhinos in action on Wednesday, 7 p.m. in Pittsburgh. Watch it online. Go to rhinosoccer.com. and go there to get your tickets for New York Red Bulls 2 this Saturday at 7:05 or call 454-KICK. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for the next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.